Right. Well, why don't you... Let's start at the beginning. What's your association with the hopping? Or when were you aware of it?
Well, I was a guard at a place called Stewart's Lane.
Hmm.
And we used to get a lot of spare jobs, and hopping was always considered a spare job. Because, you see, it wasn't sort of a set routine. Right. So
is that the job of work, of being guard on the train?
That's it, right. Yeah. So all the hopping stock that they used for the hopping trains, it was very ancient, and it was kept at, well, at South Bermondsey, which is Bricklayers Arms. And there, I mean, it's just not touched from year to year. It's only really used for hopping. And
why was that?
It was so ancient. And it was kept in the special sheds down there. And I mean, we had to go around those days. A guard had to look at his train, you know, inspect it before it was even an engine attached. And that. And most of the bogies were built in 1800 and something. The actual rolling stock on top of the carriages, you know, they were later. Something, as I say, was pretty ancient. But it was our job to get it out from there, and we used to bring it up the slope, and then you reversed your engine round and you went into London Bridge, which turned low level. It's a terminal part, but in those days it was just called London Bridge low level. And you went into platform 8 and 9, and there you had all your hoppers waiting.
What do they all look like?
Well, this is it, most of them. They come up, you know, from places like Stratford, West Ham in that. And some of them have pushed prams right the way up from Canning Town and that, and right the way over the bridge. And we used to have extra vans put on the back just to take all their...
Now, this is what I wonder about, is that, because was it an ordinary carriage, like seats?
Ordinary carriages, yeah. But on the back you'd have three, what we call PMV vans.
Right.
Which you just filled up with all their, I mean, the train was only going to place like Paddock Wood. And terminator, you had plenty of time, then everybody came to get all their belongings. A lot of them would just have the old galvanised baths,
right.
You know, which they used for a wash on the Friday night, and that was filled up with all their stuff, and one held one handle and the other.
So they'd put all this, the big stuff in these trucks, in the vans, and then they'd all pile in there.
That's it, and they'd just go down, you know, like a day out to the seaside, all in their compartments, and then we all unloaded it when we got to Paddock Wood. Yalding was another place we used to go. I can remember going down once on the Hastings line, which has the tunnels on there probably altered now, but in those days they could only take certain stock because the tunnels hadn't been built to take
in terms of the size
of the tunnel. You had to have special stock to get through because nobody thought to check on these. And they were so old, they had like chimney pots on top, you know, they were to let the air in that in you know, really. But because when it came along to the tunnel, it just knocked all of these things flat.
So they all just went down. And that was the hopper's train, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the hopper's train.
Why, was it a deliberate policy to have old battered up stock off for the hoppers? Was that because it was an extra train or because the hoppers were scruffy? What was it?
Well, partly both, I suppose. I mean, it was only used on those occasions, and you're probably right in saying, yeah, maybe they didn't look after it all that well. But, I mean, there was never any damage done that I can remember on the few that I took. I can remember going vividly to Paddock Wood. That was the main sort of hopping area, and the trains there. And very often they'd be picked up there, and once you see, just trudging off.
Yeah, but they behaved themselves.
Unusual, because I used to work in the Surrey Docks a bit later on, and there again, people were still, hopping was on its way out, but there were still people going down, and from there you used to have the lorries, you know, picking them up. And used to get the whole family on there, and I had the piano on the back as well, and they'd all ready to get a tune out of the piano. So.
People have told me a lot of stories of trying to fiddle the fare on the hopping train. Were you aware of much of this going on?
No.
Really? You never caught anybody?
No, never. Well, I mean, they'd put on ticket inspectors or at the station, so they'd probably be pretty alert. London Bridge was easy to get on, I mean, because you had not only the barrier, but you could come across the footway thing over the top from other platforms and get down to where the hopping trains went from. And the trains, one or two were corridor, the majority of them weren't even corridor trains. And that, so again, you couldn't get any ticket inspection on the trains, but they could, like, at the terminal station. But I don't think they tried all that hard anyhow to stop them.
Well, how much was that? Was it a special fare for the hoppers? Did they have a cheap fare?
It was cheaper, yes. In those days, you had all of very few concessions that you've got nowadays. I mean, you had a workman's ticket early in the morning. This is totally different. This is going up to London and that. So. And then if you left before 7 o'clock, you got what was termed a workman's ticket. And it was very cheap, and they did away with it. But other than that, you didn't get the concessions that you have nowadays. But they it was slightly cheaper for them. And most of them went and got it a couple of days beforehand. You'd see them queuing in London Bridge and places.
Oh, so this was it was like a pass. They'd have to get that to get on the train.
It was an ordinary ticket. I mean, there wasn't anything special about it, no. The only ones I can remember seeing were sort of yellowy colour, whereas in those days everything was green on the southern region.
Really? Because
it was, yeah, originally the Southern Railway, which the colours for the Southern Railway were green, so everything was green, all your trains were green, all the tickets were green, everything was green. And it was a shame when it went, really, you know. Cause
when were you really working as a
staff? This is the early 50s. This would be 51, 52, yeah.
Were you, you weren't there before the war, were you?
No.